Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. It's a little controversy because Tom G sent me a text that he won, which is weird. Like on a Friday, you're having a couple of beers and someone's excited that a fighter and a legendary world figure has died. It's like, hey.
Woohoo! Exactly right.
Ginsburg died!
Right. Like, maybe one of our opponents.
He wasn't excited about Justice Ginsburg dying. He was excited that he won $100.
Right.
So that's Tom G.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tom G is nowhere on our list.
No.
He is not.
There's the problem. I texted him, oh, great, you won. What do I know? I'm not the list keeper.
Yes.
Yeah, let me... Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies. My death pool pick for year. Yeah, baby.
So
that was 8:38 on Friday.
Right.
But his name isn't on the list.
Right, because we changed it on the 27th of July.
So this list is from July 27th. I believe Regis died.
No, I don't think it was Regis. I think it was, what's her name? From
Olivia
Gone with the Wind.
Havilland.
Yeah.
Oh, Olivia.
When
Emma.
Emma finally won after like 8 or 9 years of having her. Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Right, I gave her my birthday money, right.
I still didn't get my 25 from Phil.
For what?
For the death pool.
No, I paid your end of that payout.
You guys worked this out amongst yourselves.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah, I paid 50 to Emma on that payout for Olivia de Havilland. I paid you 25 to her.
Great. So I did get paid.
Yes.
All right, so this is how it goes. We pick someone. If your person dies, you win $100.
Right.
If one of us wins, we get $75.
We get screwed, yes.
Right. We get screwed either way, unless you win.
Right.
That's the only way you get money. All right. 1-877-764-2535. Should we accept texts on this one? Might be too much, and we can't put you in order. All right, so no texts on this one.
Yeah.
And then who won? Who's the official winner?
That'd be Anthony in the dump truck.
Anthony!
Congratulations!
Yep, he chose wisely.
Anthony. All right, so Anthony gets $100.
Yes.
I believe he emailed us over the weekend, too.
Did he?
Yeah. I don't want to bother you guys on the weekend, but I believe I won the death pool.
Oh, how polite.
He's very, very polite.
I tap back, who is this?
Right. All right, I'm going to pick now. I'm going to go with Bob Barker, who I've had for a long time. This guy just will not give up.
Staying with him.
Oh, my God.
Right. One day the price will be up.
When he does finally die, how much do you think it'll cost for his suit? I'm going to say like 400 and.
Don't go over.
I'm going to go with
480.
I'm going to go with 350.
350.
I'll go with zero.
Phil?
You can't have zero.
Oh, sorry. I can't say zero. You have to put a bid up.
It's a strategy,
put at
isn't
least
it?
Odd dollar.
No. What's your number, Phil?
I would say it'd be 550.
550.
The actual retail price is $530.
Nice.
Come on!
Come on!
You get to play Plinko.
All right, so I'm going with Bob Barker.
Okay. I'm keeping Henry Kissinger. He's 98 years old.
Wow.
He could sneeze and something happens to him.
He could break his back sneezing.
Right. Just hearing I have him in a death pool may finish him off.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes. I mean, he's got to go sometime.
Right. How old is Bob Barker?
I believe
he's 94 or 5?
Yeah, early 90s, mid-90s.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Last time I saw him, which was like 10 years ago, he did not look good. He looked like a skeleton with skin.
And all that tanning, he looks like a belt or a catcher's mitt.
All right, Ashley?
I'm going back with my original pick. I had Mel Brooks, but I'm changing it back to I originally chose Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury, Murder, She Wrote.
Yes, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Mrs. Potts, Beauty and the Beast.
Like I said, Angela Lansbury, Murder, She Wrote, yes.
Okay. Phil?
I think I'm going to stick with Tommy Lasorda.
Okay.
Dodgers legend. I think he's been one of those guys, sort of like we were just saying with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, has had a lot of health issues in the last like 5-6 years.
And a fiery temper,
He
too.
Seems to always beat it, which makes me happy. I love Tommy Lasorda, but he's an old guy now. He's 92, and his health has not been great.
You know, and once you're in for a while, it's like playing a certain lottery number.
Yeah.
you know that when you don't play it, it's going to come out.
Exactly.
So you have to keep playing.
And if
me holding on to Tommy Lasorda means that he lives longer, like, I'm all right with that, too.
Yeah.
I love Tommy Lasorda.
What is this challenge, AJ?
People file their teeth. You take a file and you file your teeth smooth.
With a nail file.
Yes, exactly.
My teeth hurt already.
Yep, I know.
Just a thought. Your tongue immediately goes to your teeth. Like, don't.
No, I know.
I feel like the challenges now are there's no way anyone's going to do this.
Yeah. And yet.
And.
Surprise.
Exactly. Basically, it's Idiot Showcase. TikTok challenges Idiot Showcase. Who is dumb enough to do this?
Yeah. Mm. Is there any scenario where you would take a file to your teeth?
No. Let's say I had like some really stubborn like piece of ribbon there or something.
If I had some kind of a Halloween candy like really stuck to my tooth.
Right.
Like what's that butterscotch or whatever?
Oh, the
Butterfinger
sugar daddies
stuck in there.
Sugar daddies.
Babe Ruth are bad.
Baby Ruths.
Yeah, whatever.
That Babe Ruth.
Whatever.
Yeah, let me chew on a ball player.
I was close. They get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah. Okay, so here is the sound of what, a boy or a girl?
No idea.
Okay.
Just a person.
Here's a person performing this challenge.
Taking my headphones off.
Yeah.
And
keep them
press
on.
Play.
No. Yeah, keep them on. How do you feel if that's your kid?
Not good.
You're raising an idiot.
Yeah. Is the first question, where did I go wrong?
Right. At that moment, you say, yeah, that money for college, I'm dumb. I'm keeping that.
I'm dumb?
I'm dumb with it. I'm keeping it.
That money for college, I'm dumb. I mean, done.
Every door opens and closes. you guys have no idea what I'm thinking right now.
Every door opens and closes.
Is it you closing a door on my head?
Oh, no, it's much worse.
Every door opens and closes on Phil's head. And then here's a dentist talking about it.
This is actually something we do. It's called enamelplasty, okay? And us as dentists and orthodontists, we do this with a lot of people, okay? But you need to know specifics before you can do stuff like this. Can't do this by yourself with a nail. It looks like she has a nail file she's using to do it. Yeah. Everybody has a set amount of enamel, okay? And that set amount of enamel, once you go through it, you hit your nerve and blood and pain and nastiness. It's just terrible. You don't want that.
Blood, nerve, pain, and then below those three, nastiness.
Exactly. So those three things alone.
Pain.
Right.
So my thought is it's not in that order, not blood, nerve, pain. I think it's blood, pain, nerve, excruciating pain.
Yeah. Once you touch the nerve, the raw nerve.
Right.
But once you see blood, wouldn't you stop?
It's like striking oil. All of a sudden it's like, oh, geez. Went too far.
I couldn't take that guy seriously, the dentist. He sounded like Chris Pratt.
So if Chris Pratt had actual good advice for you, you wouldn't listen to him. Like, Phil, don't jump off that bridge.
I'm just picturing him like in Guardians of the Galaxy. It's hard to take him seriously. He sounds like Star-Lord.
I believed him.
It took him a long time to say it's a dumb idea.
Yeah, right. Don't do this.
Just right. Say, don't be stupid.
You could potentially hit a nerve and it'll be very bad.
Three words, don't be stupid.
All right.
Are they filing them into like certain shapes, like fangs?
They file them smooth.
You know, it'd be a nice bit every week is we take the latest TikTok challenge and see if AJ can do it.
Right. That one I would say no.
Yeah.
So that'd be a door closes in this situation.
Or a flip-flop hits in the face. Here's one for you.
All right, next headline. Man sentenced after cop finds loaded gun in his butt.
Oh, boy.
What caliber?
It was a 25 caliber.
Damn, that's a big butt.
And Justin is 24, Louisiana. He pled guilty Friday to weapons charges. It's hard to say it wasn't your gun. I don't know how it got up there or I was holding it for a friend.
I forgot my holster, so I had to put it someplace. It's a concealed weapon, obviously.
Right.
Yep. And the cop's like, you can take that yourself. I'm not pulling that out.
Have you ever had anything in your butt?
Just a doctor's finger.
I had a doctor's finger, and it was a very small finger, and I screamed in agony, like my hand was being cut off. It was the most horrible feeling.
Basically, my butt is like an on-ramp where it says, wrong way, do not enter. You know, you have those two ramp entrance way. One says do not enter, one they actually enter. Mine's the do not enter area.
You mean the exit ramp?
Oh, is this it?
Oh. That was you.
That's the...
That's in. Oh, my God. Jesus. I feel like I have to poop.
You do. You
could
be. You could be empty. Yeah, we did it in the studio. Yeah. Yep.
Jesus.
Jesus. Who is our savior?
Jesus.
Who is that man on the cross?
Jesus.
Yeah, I can't picture a gun going up there.
No. Mm. Of any caliber. Even a Derringer. It's like a Canadian goose. Flying a V formation over my car. Are those Canadian geese up there?
Let's check in with the man, NFL Super Agent Joe Linta. What'd you think?
Good morning. It was a great day, boy. Well, it depends what team you like.
Right.
If you like the Giants and the Jets, y'all may want to go and watch the Cowboys at Chaz's house every Sunday because it's not looking good for them right now.
Well, let's not get crazy with the Cowboys. They had one good week.
Right.
And this is what they do to psych you out. And you think it's going to be great.
They give you hope.
And then they go back to being the Cowboys.
Right. They give you hope. They're like, yeah.
But the Jets, man, well, you know, the thing I think with Jet fans is they expect this, right? This is not a surprise.
It's really getting mocked on, you know, in media everywhere. And it's too bad because the GM's actually a really, really good guy, Joe Douglas. The coach has gotten a lot of arrows thrown at him or shot at him so far. But they just struggle. They struggle in defense. First series of the game, San Francisco ran 80 yards for a touchdown. So it was just a tough day, 31-13, and the game wasn't as close as that indicates. The Giants, on the other hand, losing Barkley, which is their star early in the game, still were very competitive, 17-13. So of the two, the Giants probably have a little better chance to get their heads above water at some point.
Cowboys win. That was really by accident. I mean, I give them credit coming back from being down 0-20.
Right, it was a nail biter though, right at the end.
Nail biter right at the end, and they do an onside kick, and then the Falcons screw it up.
Yep.
Well, what they did was they came back, got to 39-37 with some small amount of time left, and they employed this kick called the watermelon kick, which is you just put the ball on the ground with no tee and just sort of kick it very slowly spinning, and, you know, it barely would go 10 yards. So the Falcons didn't know what to do with it, and they just kind of watched it like some diseased animal going across the 10-yard mark, and it was crazy. And, this kick is really good. My Hamden Hall football team, we used it last year, only for a different reason. We were in an away game, and we forgot the kicking tee at the school, so we had to employ the watermelon kick.
They should use a real watermelon on that one just to see what happens.
Yeah, it would be probably a broken ankle, I would think.
I love that it was an accident. Well, we left. Do you have the tee? Yeah,
I forgot.
All right, watermelon kick it is.
All right.
Yeah. And we recovered one of them, so I look like a genius special teams coach. But it was a really amazing thing how the Falcons just sort of stood there and looked at it. I mean, the replay of it is just—it's bordering on hilarious.
Okay, so it really does. It's
not if you're a Falcons fan, I guess.
Yeah, no.
Joe Linta, NFL agents on. We're talking about football yesterday, and so that makes more sense now why they didn't know what to do with it because it was supposed to pop up in the air, right? Like an onside kick pops up.
Yeah. This is they usually try to hit it into the ground, pop it up real high, and run down and jump and catch it. But onside kicks have been really limited this year because the guys kicking team can't line up 5 or 10 yards back and get a running start. They have to be, I think it's 1 yard behind the line to start, so they don't have that running start. So this was a really ingenious move by the special teams coach, John Fossil from the Cowboys, who, by the way, is the old Giants coach, Jim Fossil's son. So, but it was a really cool. And then they got down there and kicked the field goal, and it was
unreal.
I'll tell you, that reminded me of Atlanta, 28-3 with the Patriots in the Super Bowl and just lost it at the end. So the owner of the Falcons is probably did not sleep well last night.
But the Cowboys did another trick play, too, so we should expect more trick plays from special teams. It didn't work,
right?
But they tried to do, they were going to punt, and then like he threw it or something, and then it wasn't, whatever, right?
John Fossil is a really, really good special teams coach. He's one of the more revered guys in the league, and he does a great job with them. So they look pretty good there, and I think you hit the nail on the head, though. It's going to be up and down, so it'll be exciting to watch all year.
Patriots.
Really, really good game if you stayed up to watch it last night. Russell Wilson is definitely an MVP candidate. He threw 5 touchdowns. He had 1 pick, but it was a great ball to his tight end, one right through the guy's hand.
Yeah.
Patriots picked it and had a pick 6, but it was a really exciting game. Came down to the end, 2 seconds left. Ball's on a 2-yard line. Cam Newton tried to run it in, and a guy broke through the line and took him down at like the no gain, and Seattle won on the last play of the game.
The Cowboys had people in the stadium.
Yeah.
Is everybody doing that now? No.
No. In fact, far less are doing it than not doing it. There's a lot of empty stadiums. The crazy thing is, the Rams and Chargers stadium, $4 billion, nobody in there. Tonight you're going to see the new Vegas stadium. No, I don't think anybody's going to be in there. It's just, I don't understand why 10, 12, 15,000. I think the Chiefs did it right. They had maybe 15, 17,000 people in there.
It just scattered folks around.
Colleges are doing it too. Like I was watching the Clemson game on Saturday and they had, I don't know, I would guess it was 10 to 15,000. But I mean, these people were perfectly socially distanced from one another. You're sitting with your wife or somebody and then 6 feet, they panned the camera over the stands. It was amazing how it was perfectly spaced out.
Or have like a hazmat suit night where everybody's like sitting in hazmat suits.
That'd be fun.
That'll work, yeah.
Monday Night Football turns 50 today.
50 years tonight is the first game in history of Monday Night Football, which was a 9 p.m. start. Back in Cleveland and the Jets, Cleveland quarterback by former Yale AD Frank Ryan. Crazy thing about this is that nobody thought it would work, believe it or not. In today's day and age, nobody thought it would work. And on Monday nights alone, Monday Night Football was the 8th rated network show on Mondays out of 11. Can you guys name any of the top 7 ahead of Monday Night Football 50 years ago?
1970. Wow. I wouldn't even...
I'm going to say the rookies.
The Brady Bunch?
Yeah. Partridge Family, Brady Bunch.
I don't think they were ABC shows.
I can't.
ABC, though. Right? Because it was on Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
so it would have to be non-ABC
network.
Shows.
Yeah.
Right. It
would all be networks.
It would be the other. Oh, all networks. You mean for the week?
No, just for Monday nights. They were 8th. It was the 8th rated show out of... There's 11 network shows back then.
Oh, I didn't know
they were
that.
The 8th rated.
At 8 o'clock. Right, because sitcoms every 30 minutes.
They went through multiple times. Yep.
Oh, my God. So they got their ass kicked by every show on the air.
Damn. Shellacking.
All right, we give up.
I can't guess
what. Joe Minta, NFL agents on. Here we go.
Listen to this list. Here's Lucy, who was the number 1.
Oh, God.
Followed by Gunsmoke, Mayberry RFD.
Bad show.
Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
I can see that.
Great show.
The Doris Day Show. The Carol Burnett Show.
That was a good show.
And the ever popular NBC Monday Night at the Movies.
Wow.
And then football.
Nobody thought it would work, and it's just amazing when you think about it back then as to where it is, what it was then, and where it is now.
Who was in the booth then? Was it Gifford
Howard
and Cosell?
Cosell and Frank Gifford.
And that was it, just those two?
I think. Well, OJ was in there
at some point.
Yeah, it was in a different cell.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. And now I'm guessing, they moved it off of ABC and put it on ESPN because no one was really watching it. But I would guess that Dancing with the Stars would beat it now, right?
I would think.
Is that a counter programming? That's on Monday nights, right?
I think
yes,
so.
I only had the ratings for 1970. I didn't come for
Carol Baskin is on the
Fast forward
to
2020, yes.
Ashley knew when
Dancing with the Stars was on. Well, you guys know I'm a traditionalist, so I don't worry about today. I worry about 50 years ago.
I hear you, yes.
That's AJ.
Sunday night football, last night's game is, I'm pretty sure, is the highest rated show of the week. Sunday night beats Monday night football. And don't forget, Sunday night football's on NBC.
Yeah, Sunday night football, they do a great job with that.
They keep putting SNF and they can sniff.
They don't, when you watch the game, I don't know if you guys watch it or not, but you really, as a fan watching the game, you don't really know or maybe even care that there's anybody in the stadium because they have the fake noise coming in, and it kind of almost sounds like there's people there. So you really don't notice it until they pan into the stands a little bit.
It's true.
Yeah.
And it fooled me a couple of times. And most of the time, they're just showing the field, so you don't know, and you forget that we're in a pandemic and no one's there. Philadelphia Eagles were booed at their home game yesterday, even though there weren't any fans. Apparently, negative crowd noise being piped in along with cheers. Here's some audio.
For Zach Ertz, and now fourth down, bring the punt team back on for the Eagles. John Johnson out there in the coverage. Wentz down 21-3 in this game. Wentz off play action, looking for the end zone, and it's intercepted. Darius Williams with a diving kick in front of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Wow.
They have like two buttons, cheer and boo.
I give them a lot of credit for keeping it real.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Like, who's booing?
Can you imagine the guy up in the booth that has his hand on the button that says booing and he turns it up?
Right. And then goes out a separate entranceway. Yes.
I mean, if I were the coach or the GM of the Eagles and there was some, nerd up in the booth doing this, I would probably want to have a chat with him after the game.
Right. How are the numbers for football?
You're talking about Corona or the other?
No, the ratings.
Oh, I think the first Thursday night game was not quite as good year over year, but I think since then they've moved up. And, don't forget there's a lot of online gambling going on right now that's legalized in New Jersey and I guess other places, but that's giving them these other platforms a lot of viewership. So I think they're fine and back to where they were and maybe even better. I mentioned COVID because there's been 2 weeks of NFL football, 2,270 some people playing in the league. 2,272 is the number. Zero positive tests. So whatever the NFL is doing, well, I know what they're doing, but I mean, it's been amazingly successful. And that's why we're still playing. There's no outbreaks or anything. They are, you cannot believe, I talked to my guys, the lockdown that they're under. I had a player at the Rams. He was allowed to go out for a walk the night before the game, but he wasn't allowed to talk to anybody.
Wow.
They really have these guys on lockdown to make sure that they can get through the season.
Wow. I thought they were just giving fake tests.
Right.
That'd be easy.
Because there's no bubble. Like, they're traveling. It's not like the NBA or the NHL where they're just confined to these two cities or whatever. They're doing a full travel.
Yeah. NFL, no football life. Yep.
Yeah. What's interesting is they're not allowed to, when they go to away games, like the Rams were in Philly, they weren't allowed to have any interaction or whatnot. But so typically, if somebody played the Patriots, I would drive up on a Saturday night, maybe have dinner with the guys, what have you. But now that's impossible, or you can't do it. But when the guys are at home and have a home game and they have, they have meetings in the morning, then they're off in the afternoon, go to the team hotel about 6, you could interact with them at a home game, but not an away game.
Agent Joe Linta is on the show now, and you brought up the Patriots, and just a quick note that Tom Brady and his Buccaneers won their first game.
Yeah, he played a lot better than he did the first week, and The only thing I noticed there is Father Time, who never loses, is catching up to him and Gronkowski a little bit. Gronkowski did not look like a Olympic sprinter when he was playing last night. But something's going on there because he was only targeted with passes once, didn't catch it. So I don't know what they're doing down there, but they're not utilizing him, I think, the way fans and they even envisioned for Gronkowski.
Well, when Tom left the Patriots, I call him Tom. Where? When Brady left the Patriots, I thought, well, it's either going to be a Peyton Manning scenario where you go off and you win a couple Super Bowls,
yeah,
or it's going to be Joe Montana where you go off and it's very sad. And
so far, Montana?
So far. Yeah. Well, who knows?
Yeah, you never know.
Still early. Right. But Joe, thanks for coming.
He's really laser focused. I've several guys on the team down there, and they just said he is all, you know, when he walks in the building, it is laser focus. He's all business. And, you know, this is a, you know, I'm not done yet tour kind of thing. And I think he's really focused on doing well, and he keeps his body in amazing shape for 43 years old.
Well, like his wife said, Tom can throw the ball, but he can't also catch the ball.
Although he wants to. He's working on that.
He can't be everywhere.
He's working on that.
Joe, thanks for coming
on. Here's what the coach wants to hear from a wife.
Yeah.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has died at 87. It's funny because right now I would say I'd sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Like, yeah.
If you said you can live to 87.
No problem.
But then when you're 86, you're like, doesn't have to be 87.
Yeah. Can I go for a lifeline here?
Yeah. Can we?
I want to phone a friend here.
Can we up that to like extension. 90?
Like a contract, if you will. Yeah. I want an extension.
Yeah. There was one Supreme Court justice that retired at 90 and wrote like two or three books.
Yeah. Scaled mountains, ran that marathon.
That's right.
Exactly.
Some people just can't stop.
Move boulders.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
Became
really
an MMA fighter.
Exactly.
That was
cool.
Very impressive.
Yeah. When they threw a foot, man, they really did it. And the audience.
Is that Kennedy? Who did that?
I'm not quite sure.
I think it was.
Was it Kennedy?
I don't know, but he served with Ginsburg, and Ginsburg said, that's my goal. That's what I want to do. Retire
right
at 90. You leave the court, so you don't have to stay there till you die.
No, you don't have to.
You could step down and then have a life.
Exactly right. Some did not, though.
So she died Friday. It was pancreatic cancer. She had cancer a number of times.
Oh, yeah.
Fought it off and still made it to the court.
She was a warrior.
Tough one.
Yep.
Nominated by President Clinton in 1993, she was the second woman on the court and served more than 27 years. She wasn't able to get a job as a lawyer in New York City when she first graduated. And think about this. This was the late 60s, right? So
yeah.
She's a woman, she's Jewish, and she's a mother. A lot of women back then that wanted to work for these big law firms would say, I will work for you for free for a month. And then after that,
to kind of prove themselves,
hire me.
Show they can do it. Yeah.
This is how you had to leverage your way into a business if you're a woman.
She never had to be that way. Yep.
Here she is talking to Sandra Day O'Connor, and they were thankful about how things ended up.
I'll tell you what Justice O'Connor once said to me. She said, suppose we had come of age at a time when women lawyers were welcome at the bar. You know what? Today we would be retired partners from some large law firm. But because that was route was not open to us, we had to find another way. And we both end up on the United States Supreme Court.
See, there you go. Pave the new road.
See, there you go.
There you go.
See. Look at that.
That's being a T-shirt. See, there you go.
Justice O'Connor had cancer while she was serving on the Supreme Court, and she was the one that told Justice Ginsburg how to handle it. Do your chemo on Friday so you can make it back into the court on Monday. You have 2 days to recoup.
That's crazy.
That's badass, man.
It's really badass.
It really is.
Yeah.
That is dedication. It's no easy task.
And badassery.
And, well, she was called the Notorious RBG. And she talks about how she got that name.
The Notorious RBG was started by a second-year student at New York University Law School. She was dismayed about the decision the court had recently rendered.
It's Clarence Thomas playing the piano.
It is. It's really good, too.
The announcement I made from the bench.
She's actually sitting atop the piano.
Right. In a red dress.
Right, with a champagne glass.
She called it
Pearls.
The Notorious RBG because She had in mind a well-known rapper, the Notorious B.I.G.
And she did the drive-by rulings, yes.
Took a long time to get there. I think we all knew what it was.
Yeah, yes. But you know.
It's like when grandma tells a long story that you've heard like a million times.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, your grandma.
And... Yeah, plus you know those cookies coming, so.
Yeah.
You ever notice grandma comes out a little bit better every time she tells that story? She looks a little bit better every time she tells that story.
Can you imagine her in one of those big, like, necklace, like, gold chains?
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Sideways hat.
She'd become the letter C. She'd just be, like, bent
right.
over.
Right.
Trying to hold them up.
Right.
Gravity.
RBG.
With baggy pants.
The G for gravity, apparently.
No, one of those, like, coordinating sweatsuits.
Yes.
With Juicy right. on the butt.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Sneakers.
Right, right, right.
In Go for the cap. Comfort at that point, right?
Yeah. So the Run DMC look.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Right. What RBG?
And she talked about the troubled times we're in now.
I'm an optimistic long run. It was a great man who once said that the true symbol of the United States is not the bald eagle, it is the pendulum. And when the pendulum swings too far in one direction, it will go back. Some terrible things have happened in the United States. But one can only hope that we learn from those bad things.
Very wise.
Well, that she's one, optimistic.
Yeah. That one kind of fell short of the target there.
Me too.
Well, she's optimistic.
Very
it's
optimistic.
Good to be optimistic.
Right.
That kind of stuff dies around here.
Of course.
We just beat it down to the ground. And like,
she was
on,
optimistic.
Please.
And of course, it's been a pendulum since the Middle Ages, but...
Okay, keep in mind, we did get through the Civil War.
We did.
Right?
Yep.
It almost feels like we're having a little one right now.
Yep, a little skirmish.
Right.
Carfuffle, if you will.
Mm.
Ooh.
But we didn't owe China all this money, right?
So yeah.
There's going to be that problem later.
Yeah.
Well, let's get reaction now from around the world. Let's start with President Trump.
I have a short list. We have about 45 altogether. I think it's probably... From a legal standpoint, from a sophisticated understanding of the law, from a constitutional standpoint, I think it's the greatest list ever assembled. I could see most likely it would be a woman. Yeah, I think I can say that. It would be a woman. A woman would be in first place. Yes. The choice of a woman, I would say, would certainly be appropriate.
That's a montage, right? Like, he didn't say that all at once.
I have no idea. I have blow dryers on the background.
I'm imagining he's saying
that
right.
He's in the bathroom with a round brush and a blow dryer.
Yeah, in the White House, when he turns his blow dryer on, the lights dim.
True.
All the dust goes out the south windows.
The boss is blow drying his hair.
Just a minute, I'm busy. I'm not ready to receive.
All right, again, we mentioned this earlier. President Clinton nominated her to the Supreme Court in 1993. Here's his reaction.
You know, when she came to Arkansas to give a speech for me a couple of years ago, we couldn't fit the people who wanted to come in the library or in the convention center. We had to move to the basketball arena, and 15,000 people came, and almost that many wanted to come. She just seemed to be authentic and a person first, and... She never disappointed on that.
He always sounds like he just had a hot pepper, doesn't he?
Yes.
And, I remember.
Ghost peppers.
Yeah, I hate ghost peppers. You want him to go, hum!
Right.
Hum!
Right, clear your throat.
You need a slap
right.
on the back?
This really hurts. I could use a glass of milk. Do I want milk?
So President Trump saying he's going to work quickly to nominate a new Supreme Court justice. What's funny about this is this happened in 2016, right? Then President Obama nominated someone. Mitch McConnell ran the Senate, said, we're not going to hear this in an election year. We should let the people decide.
Yeah.
And that new president gets the pick. And everybody who said anything in 2016, it's saying exactly the opposite.
Exactly
now.
The opposite.
Exactly the opposite. It's so funny. Both sides, exactly the opposite.
Bizarre world.
Exactly the opposite.
On her deathbed, I
exactly.
think the last thing she said was that she didn't want a replacement.
Yeah, you don't get the...
They don't get to pick and choose.
Like the
you
next know, day, we were like, all right.
That'd be me like saying, you know, whatever. Like, I'm leaving here and now it's got to be run this way. That's not how it works. Sorry.
No.
Thank you for your service.
Bye-bye. Appreciate it.
Wonder yeah, closes. So, Joe Biden made a plea to Senate Republicans asking them to reject that plan.
I'm speaking to those Republicans out there, Senate Republicans, who know deep down what is right for the country and consistent with the Constitution. The handful who really will decide what happens. Please follow your conscience. Don't vote to confirm anyone nominated under the circumstances President Trump and Senator McConnell have created. Don't go there. Uphold your constitutional duty. Your
duty. Conscience. You know, it's funny, because I was going to say, is he in the bathroom right now?
In the men's room stall. Exactly. A picture like a pair of shoes and pants and underwear rolled down. And he's just talking in the bathroom. Hey, wait a minute. There's no toilet paper in
here.
You
know, because you'd catch him anywhere and ask him a question. You know, right. A reporter, if they get him in the bathroom, they're going to be like, hey, what do you think on this?
Hang on a second.
I'm busy, but okay, fine.
I got to exercise my vote.
Right.
Jesus. Is Bill in there, too?
Can you pull it back a second and then play it?
Senator McConnell, I've created. Don't go there. Uphold your constitutional duty, your conscience. The last thing we need is to add a constitutional crisis that plunges us deeper into the abyss, deeper into the darkness.
Well, he sounds really bummed out.
Really?
Constitutional.
Constitutional. Ripping off my stuff. Don't you know? Constitutional.
I do want them to debate more because it's just going to be so entertaining.
Yep.
Like, debates are usually really boring and the candidates have nothing to say and it's just a long answer of nothing.
Yeah.
This is going to be, I think it's going to be fun. It's actually going to be entertaining.
It's going to be Trump with a bunch of witty things going on and him wanting to kick Trump's ass. I'll go behind the police and kick your ass. It's going to be a grumpy old man.
I'm picturing them just throwing things at each other, like in the middle of it.
Right. Like a paper airplane.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Remember there was one debate, it was Bush and Al Gore, and Bush was talking and Al Gore walked up behind him like he was going to put him in a headlock.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is good. Let's go. This is good. All right, let's go to the news report.
Enid police having to call several officers to help arrest a suspect. The driver not giving up on trying to take care of some very important business. A high-speed chase.
Step out of the car!
And guns drawn in residential Enid. All starting with a traffic stop. At the wheel, this woman, Emily Owings, initially pulled over for not wearing her seatbelt.
Has anyone seen a picture of her?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw the video, yep.
What does she look like?
Petite, ponytail, and very
blonde
upset.
Hair?
No.
Dark
brunette.
Hair.
Dark hair?
Brunette.
Her mugshot, she is still weeping.
Yeah, little acne. Little acne going on.
All right, so young.
Can we mask me? No, mm-hmm. I'd say she's probably heading towards 30.
That's young.
Well, I'm just saying, she's like 18 years old.
All right, so she's not 18.
Right.
Okay.
The only form of identification, her medical marijuana card.
Your license is suspended.
Why?
I don't know. And now I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through Woods County. And
I poop so bad.
Where do you think I was going?
Birthday, man.
Huh?
This is my birthday.
Wait.
I had to poop so bad.
Wow.
It's a birthday. It's a birthday.
She had to poop so bad. Wouldn't she still have to poop?
I would think.
Woods County
now.
And
I have to poop so bad.
I have to poop so bad.
Yep. Well,
I mean, that's not fun.
It's not, but you know, what do you do?
Right.
Don't get pulled over by the cops.
How long was the police chase? Was it blocks, miles?
Well, the police chase is coming up.
Right.
What do you mean?
This is just the first part of it. There's a three-part story coming.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
This is part one. This is the setup.
Yeah.
All right. I'll pace myself.
A bizarre excuse and her 28th birthday, not the only problem she's dealing with. Police say she wasn't supposed to be behind the wheel in the first place. A warrant out for her arrest in Winoka, allegedly fighting an officer.
Will you just let me go?
Because I know your license is suspended.
I'm sorry, I didn't know it was. I won't drive no more, but can I please go home and go poo?
This Enid officer calling for backup.
You have warrants through Woods County and they're coming to get you.
No, they're not.
Ma'am.
Uh-oh. You don't do that.
Sparking a pursuit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
She'll have skid marks.
Okay. Well, we have a lot here. So, just the poop. It's her birthday.
Yep.
Sounds like she's been drinking.
Suspended license. Well,
suspended license, and she doesn't know why.
Right. We find out she's done something different.
Her only identification is a medical marijuana card.
Right.
Right.
I love that.
And that's not mentioned at all.
My favorite is, why is my license suspended? I don't know.
I know. That's my favorite, too.
Yeah. You should know. You're the answer?
Right.
Multiple guess.
Topping 70 miles per hour, blowing through stop signs and a school zone. Mm. Eventually stopping.
Get out of the vehicle now!
Arrested, off to jail, and her charges upgraded.
Can I poop in your car?
Did she say, can I poop in your car?
Can I poop in your car?
She has to go.
Right. Well,
that is a bad feeling.
It is.
It is the worst.
A bad feeling.
Right.
When your body says,
It's coming now.
I've been patient with you.
This is it.
And now I'm done.
Now it's coming,
whether you like it or not.
Outside.
Get ready for the dirty dozen.
Yeah.
You could have already been on your way to jail.
Yeah, not pooping.
Get in the car.
Police searching Owing's car and finding a pipe, and inside of it, meth. In Enid, Peyton Yeager, Oklahoma's News 4.
Apparently, wow, try to say her name.
Apparently, meth makes you poop.
What's her name?
In Enid, Peyton Yeager, Oklahoma's News 4.
Peyton Yeager.
Right.
That's Peyton Yeager.
She's in
Peyton
Enid.
Yeager, yes. Enid Peyton Yeager. See, this I can't say. Everything else, no.
Wow. Poop and birthday and
right.
Drunk and meth and...
Peyton Yeager.
Spending license.
Yep.
Medical marijuana card.
Meth.
Right. In that pipe?
Meth.
Ashley took before the test?
Meth.
The whole thing was...
Meth.
Thank you.
Meth. How does Ashley say mess?
Meth.
Ooh, not funny. Not funny.
Stink eye. Okay, then.
All right.
Have you been good?
The pooping doesn't really work as an excuse, does it?
Not when you take off a second time.
Yeah, it
maybe
depends,
he would have let you out of the ticket, but you're not going to just get to leave.
Yeah, if you have a suspended license, probably would have let you go.
Mm.
If that were me, like, you have to ask, like, can I go behind a tree?
This is why you always go before you leave.
Maybe it was bad tuna.
What?
That's going to ring the bell.
That joke was a...
bad tuna.
Meth, moron.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.